Coptic music is one of the humanity's most ancient sacred music. It has continuity for 2,000 years of Christianity and most probably has roots in ancient Egypt. Hundreds of Coptic liturgical hymns represent our window at the music of the ancient world. Definitely this is a topic for serious academic study that may engage universities around the world. We can try to do that, to get a class or a course or a few lectures every other semester in departments of music in universities worldwide. And you can make a difference by supporting Coptic studies in Clermont and supporting the growth of these amazing ecclesiastical choirs at local churches. These amazing young new generation, I was waiting for them to come here so they can hear me, but okay, good, they are coming, so I'm waiting for them to come to hear me thank them, so I can keep talking about other things in the meanwhile. Isn't that a great goal, that we introduce Coptic music, the serious study of Coptic music and Coptic culture and Coptic civilization at all universities in the world. But let us start with Coptic music. And the ecclesiastical choir is giving us a demonstration of that, how this can happen. There are hundreds of liturgical hymns that the world is now starting to recognize. We reserve it for you, the front four seats on both sides, because you will probably sing again. So, tell everyone, it has sign saying reserved for the choir. The first lecture today is about the role of women in developing Coptic visual culture. Obviously, this young, new generation of Coptic women has already contributed to the development of Coptic visual culture. Please join me in thanking the whole choir, girls and boys, in developing Coptic visual culture and taking it to the next generation. The world is waiting to hear from you, and you gave us today three hymns. And year after year, we want to cover these hundreds of hymns that cover the entire church calendar. Making a contribution to this program is one of the highest rewards or return on investment in my life. And I invite you to make such contribution. Coptic has been in Clermont for about 40 years, but there was a period in which there was not so much activities happening until we were blessed by Dean Karen Thorgerson, who took the realm of Dean as the school was being established. Earlier it was Department of Religion, then 10 years ago it converted and grown into the School of Religion under her leadership for the last 10 years. And as specialized in patristics herself, she had taught earlier courses on patristics like Origen, and also contributed to the Coptic Encyclopedia. In the last 10 years, she diligently worked with us to promote Coptic studies. We worked with her because she has been the leader to promote this, and we are very thankful to her. And please join me in thanking her for this great effort and leadership that resulted in the progress I'm going to talk about soon. In the back of the program, in your hands, there is several activities that we made progress in the last 12 months. And all of this progress required fundraising. And I wanted to acknowledge the role of St. Shenouda, the Archimandrite Coptic Society, not only in promoting Coptic studies and serious learning of all things Coptic, but also in taking the leadership in doing the fundraising. And the society is represented here today by its president, Mr. Hani Tapila, and its vice president, Mr. Ramses Wasif. So please join me in thanking St. Shenouda Society for raising adequate funds that supported the program here for the last 3 years. One of the important contributions was offering a scholarship for PhD students. And I'm glad to report to you that the society offered a $10,000 scholarship for a PhD student who is going to do a dissertation on the influence of Coptic monasticism on Western civilization. And that $10,000 scholarship is in the name of Father Antonius Hinin. And the donors of that scholarship, four of his friends, the late Father Antonius, why his name on this scholarship? For many reasons, actually. I'll mention only three. Number one, he graduated from this school with an MA in theology in 1993. Number two, he was a promoter of Coptic studies in many ways, and Professor James Robinson from this school wrote about this, about Father Antonius Hinin, and published in Watan newspaper, and also I wrote in Arabic and English, and they are posted on the church website. Number three, when Dr. Gaudet Gabra was teaching here classes, Father Antonius would come as an alumni and attend these classes, although he had a back bone surgery and he lived 50 miles away. He would commute in this difficult traffic in the LA area, 50 miles each way, to attend Dr. Gaudet's classes on Coptic art, and diligently each and every week for a whole semester with his back surgery. He gave us a great role model. I might also mention one fourth contribution. While we were raising funds here, he was his last 6 weeks on earth before he departed, I visited him at home, and I was telling him the good news about the program here. It's about to start in January, and Father Antonius quietly and secretly gave me a check, very generous check, contribution to the program here. So we owe this great man that we offer scholarship in his name, and I'm glad that this happened. If you want to contribute to this program financially, please read the back of the program in your hand. It has my email address, and also St. Shenouda Society is doing the fundraising, and or see me in the information. I also, again, I wanted to thank Father Isaac Andraus for being here today and for his leadership in preparing the choir from the three churches, and his role in the development of the ecclesiastical choir, and also Paul Saman, who was leading the choir in person here. So please join me in thanking again Father Isaac and also Paul and also the whole choir, boys and girls. And now, if I may welcome Dean Karen Torsten, Dean of the School of Religion, to the podium, and please help me welcome her.